Now, I want to talk today about a prophet who was not a prophet of Israel. Actually, he was a prophet of Shaman, which was an Aramaean, Mesopotamian deity, a sun god. But he was also in touch with God Almighty. And he was recognized because of the fact that he was in touch with the Lord God Almighty. And he prophesied things that came true. This man's father was named Beor. Now, Moses and the Israelites had come out of Egypt, and they were travelling on their way to the Promised Land. And they were like an army of ants. There was that many of them. They were just pushing through. They had direction. Okay, they got lost in the wilderness for 40 years, but they still had direction. Anyway, the king of Moab was quite concerned because he thought, this is a big army, but if I get this prophet to curse them, then I think I can beat them. He didn't know that the Israelites were not even going to attack him. Because the king of Moab and the Moabite nation were descendants of Lot. And God had put a blessing on the land that was given to the descendants of Lot. Even though they'd gone haywire, they were sacrificing to the god Molech. But he'd put a blessing on the land. And he'd told the Israelites not to take the land of Moab because of his promise to Lot. So anyway, Balak, the king of Moab, he was very concerned, and he called this prophet, Balaam. He called for him to come and curse the Israelites. And Balaam said, I'll check with God. And God told him not to go. He said, I've blessed them. I don't want you cursing them. So Balaam said to the emissaries from the king of Moab, no, I can't go. God won't let me go. But the king of Moab was pretty desperate. And he sent more servants. And he offered Balaam great riches. And Balaam said, well, God said no. But I'll go. He was seeing the money. Anyway, on the way, he runs into some problems. He's riding his donkey, and she stops. Dead stop. Won't go. So he whips her. She still won't move. It's more than just a stubborn old donkey, though. Anyway, she eventually turns out of the path and crushes his leg against the side, she turns out, and she lays down. And he gets up and he whips her. And then something happens. The donkey begins to speak. Now you've heard the story of Balaam's ass, haven't you? Well, I don't know whether the miracle was the donkey speaking or the miracle was Balaam understanding what the donkey said. But there was a miracle there. And the donkey was actually protecting Balaam because she had seen the angel of the Lord. And then Balaam's eyes were opened and he saw the angel of the Lord there with the drawn sword blocking the way. And that's why the donkey had stopped. So he fell on his face and he repented, said sorry. But the angel said, look, you can go on, but God said that you must only say what he tells you to say. So they went on, and Balaam caught up with Balak, and Balak took him to a mountain and asked him, he made sacrifices there, and then asked Balaam to curse these Israelites. And Balaam said, I can't. So he blessed the Israelites because God had already blessed them. He said those famous words, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should go back on his word. Has he not blessed, and will he not bring it to pass? Has he not said it, and will it not come to pass? So another twice, Balak took Balaam to different hills where they could overlook the army of Israel, or the nation of Israel. And each time Balak made sacrifice and asked Balaam to inquire of God and to curse the Israelites. And each time Balaam blessed them. And Balak got a bit fed up with this and they parted company. And Balaam didn't get any money. So all this effort for nothing, because he chose to disobey what God had said in the first place. But when he went back home, he actually contacted Balak, the king of Moab, and told him how he could get the Israelites to bring a curse upon themselves. And that was by seducing them to marry Moabites, etc. And the Israelites did that. As a result of that, Balaam ended up being killed along with a lot of Midianites in a battle. His good deeds were not remembered. Now he had sought God's permission to go and God said no. But Balaam persisted. And God allowed him to go, but there was no blessing in it. And because God had withheld the blessing, and because of Balaam's hardness of heart, in that he'd persisted, he lost his sensitivity to God. Now, how often have we decided we want to do something and we've prayed and said, God, let me do this. And God says, no, and we wanted to do it anyway. And you know, if we're persistent, God will let us do it. But he'll take away any blessing. We can do things that we think are good. God, I've bought this lottery ticket. Let me win the lottery, God, and I'll give it to you. And God says, no, that's not the way I work. Oh, but God, yeah, he may allow it, but he'll withhold the blessing. Now, you may win the lottery, but you can have money without blessing. There's a couple of lessons in this story. There's the lesson of Balaam actually going against what God had said. And there's also the lesson that God can use anyone or anything for his purposes. He's the one who chooses. And he chose to use a donkey. Why? Because he can. Now, he may choose to use anyone for his purposes. Years ago, there was a man in Sydney who was illiterate. And he came to know Jesus. And he spent his life. He learned to write one word. And he spent his life writing that one word. Eternity. How many people were touched by a man who had something that he gave to God? If God chooses to use someone for his purposes and bypasses you, don't get upset. Thank God that someone is being used. It may not be your time. And if you get upset, you might miss out on the blessings God has for you anyway. We're going to listen to a song now. And we have permission to record this song and keep it as part of the sermon. I just have to state the website that it comes from is rockymountainministries.org. And the song is a song about Balaam.
Now Balaam was a prophet about the time that Moses was coming through. Every now and again, God would speak to him, tell him what to say and do. He had a reputation in all those parts for being on the line of power. And when Moab's king heard Moses was coming, he called him in his needy hour. He said, Balaam, come and curse these Israelites. If you do, I believe I could beat them in a fight. But when Balaam asked the Lord said, Balaam, don't you go. Israel is blessed by me, don't you go mess up my show. But Balaam's head was turned by the money he could earn. So he saddled up his donkey anyway. Balaam and his servants hurried off for the king of Moab's castle. But they hadn't gone very far down the road when the whole trip became a hassle. Because the donkey ran off across a field, and then she nearly broke Balaam's ankle. But when she lay right down and wouldn't get up, Balaam got a little more than rankled. For the third time, Balaam beat her with his cane. But that donkey just refused to move again. It was the thing that happened next, though, made Balaam's knees get weak. That donkey still would not get up, but she began to speak. She said, Balaam, you're to blame. The way you beat me is a shame. 'Cause all I've done is try to save your life. Then the angel of the Lord appeared with a flaming sword in his hand. And Balaam fell down on his face, a very frightened man. The angel said, Balaam, you'd be dead if your donkey hadn't detected that I was waiting there to part your hair when you and my sword connected. And Balaam then repented for his sin, and he promised not to act like that again. And I hope we've learned our lesson now about God's reward for greed. But you know, it's that talking donkey that's really strange indeed. Now that donkey's just a donkey, but she's still the thing God used. And that's the point I want you all to see. The Lord's the one who makes the choice of the instrument he's using. We don't know the reasons and the plans behind his choosing. So when the Lord starts using you, don't you pay it any mind. He could have used the dog next door if he'd been so inclined.